Good evening, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on this Friday, December 7th. The temptation is to say December 7th, 1941, but, you know, it's a very appropriate date for this show tonight, because we are going to have a continuation of the discussion we had last night with Mark Glenn regarding the recent national intelligence estimate that has so exercised and infuriated Israel and its supporters in this country. They are tearing their hair out, folks, and as Washington Jewish Week correctly put it in its issue dated December 6th, the release of this U.S. intelligence report has Israelis and American Jewish groups scrambling to figure out their plan B. The headline, as I quoted to you last night, is in this Washington Jewish Week story, is Nuclear Blowback. Jews scramble to deal with intel on Iran WMDs. Well, folks, Mark Glenn is going to be joining us, and somebody else is going to be joining us, too, as a special guest on this program. And, you know, I always say that any guests we have are special guests, because I don't have that many guests. But without being too effusive, I think it's safe to say that this is indeed a very special guest, because he is a Pearl Harbor survivor. And I don't mean the original Pearl Harbor of December 7th, 1941. I'm talking about the Pearl Harbor, a more modern-day Pearl Harbor, known as the attack on the USS Liberty by the State of Israel, a deliberate and unprovoked attack that was the equivalent of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, but which, of course, has received very little publicity in the national press. And I don't need to tell you why. If I do need to tell you why, that means you should be listening to this program more often and subscribing to American Free Press. Well, of course, our guest tonight, joining Mark Glenn and I for a discussion of this national intelligence estimate on the Iranian nuclear program, or non-program as the case may be, is Phil Turney. I've had the pleasure of meeting Phil several times over the last 20 years. And, you know, I tell you what, you know, most of the time when we hear Phil talking, we hear him talking about the attack on the USS Liberty, and rightly so, because that's something that he is very well qualified to discuss, and that's putting it mildly. But needless to say, Phil is joining us tonight along with Mark Glenn, kind of as a commentator in general on this subject that really does affect the future of our world. We are going to be going to the break very shortly, but I'm going to welcome them aboard. No pun intended there, considering Phil's Navy background. Mark and Phil, welcome aboard, fellas.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate you having me on your show again. And also, how you doing, Mark? Nice to talk to you again.
We were just talking about 15 minutes ago.
It's always a pleasure to talk to Mark Glenn, and it's always a pleasure to hear what Phil Turney has to say. And those who've, hopefully we have new listeners tonight who've never heard this program before, or never heard either of you gentlemen, but I guarantee you they're going to learn a lot tonight just by virtue of the fact that our two guests here have a lot to say, and they say it with authority and with knowledge. So that having been said, introductions out of the way, we will go to our first break. Michael Collins Piper here on republicbroadcasting.org. Stay tuned to find out why, as Washington Jewish Week says, the Jews are scrambling. That's their words, ladies and gentlemen. The Jews are scrambling to deal with the intel on Iranian weapons of mass destruction.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. And keep in mind that the issue of American Free Press, now at the printer and soon to be in the mail to you, to those of you who are subscribers, has a very interesting article by Mark Glenn regarding the topic we discussed last night and which we are pursuing again tonight. In the meantime, I'm pleased to say I understand Phil Turney is going to be submitting some writing to American Free Press in the very near future, and he will be a very welcome contributor to AFP. Well, that having been said, Phil, I want to go right to you to get this rolling here. I'd like to hear your take on this national intelligence estimate and the commotion that it seems to have caused among certain elements on American soil and in Israel.
Mike, I'll tell you what, I'm not surprised. Are you?
No.
it is a, vindication of our, 17 organizations, quote unquote, if they are all in the same group, and it seems like they are, of, NSA, CIA, FBI, and so on and so forth. But what it brings to mind is that the organizations that have the truth have become aware that they are accountable for their actions. And the powers that be, if it would be George W. Bush or whatever, I think at this point have not taken over and they will not be snookered as they were on USS Liberty and other instances that have taken place within the last 40 years.
Well, you know, Phil, I'm glad to hear you say that, because that's exactly my take on things as well. I think that there's a real rebellion going on within the military, within the diplomatic community, within the intelligence community. They're simply saying that they are not, as you say, they're not going to be snookered. They're not going to be used or misused as they've been in the past. And they're drawing a line in the sand. They're sending the message that they are going to start looking out for America's interests first, and they are not going to lie to advance a foreign agenda. And that is exactly what the agenda of Israel is. There's these people that are trying to suggest that Israel and America are one, that Israel's interests are America's interests and vice versa. But, you know, hey, let's get right to the bottom line of it all. I think we, back on June 8th, 1967, we saw a very good example, without going into that subject, we saw a very good example on that day that America's interests and Israel's interests are not the same. And they never have been, and only, well, I should put it this way, without overstating the matter, let's put it this way. America has its interests, Israel has its interests, and occasionally they may converge, but they are never always one and the same.
No, absolutely. I agree they're not. But the one and the same, Mike, is that Commander-in-Chief at this time and others and our elected officials, as they may be called elected, I think they're more posted in their own self-interest and power, but the interest of the United States of America is in the hands of the spooks, the spy agencies. And as I said again, they're not going to be snookered. And I don't think that I pray to God that they don't ever get snookered again as they did in, December 7th. And it's a very hard day for me. For all the men that were killed and women, and we owe them a debt of gratitude that this country can never repay. But to get back to the subject matter, the intelligence agencies are in our corner. All we have to do is bring out the worms, the people that are against us, which are in our spy agencies, in my belief, that are in Israel's corner, and infamous Jonathan Pollard, which should be hung by the neck, in my estimation.
You know, it's interesting you use the term worms in reference to this, because it's kind of interesting. I opened up the Washington Times today, which is a very, very solidly in Israel's corner. And it's interesting. They had an article basically alleging that the people who were primarily responsible for writing this national intelligence estimate were partisan types who had an axe to grind with the Bush administration. Well, okay, that may well be, but then I found it very interesting that they cited as their lead source on this a guy by the name of David Wormser. That's why I laughed when you said worms.
Okay.
This guy Wormser, Wurmser. I haven't had time to do my research on his background, but what I do know about him is that he's definitely one of these neoconservatives. He does happen to be Jewish, and his wife is connected with an organization called the Middle East Media Research Institute, which was founded by Yigal Carmen, I believe his name is, and anybody can check the data on the Internet. This Middle East Media Research Institute and Mr. Carmen is a former Israeli intelligence official. So, again, the attacks on the people who actually issued the NIE are coming from the pro-Israel hardliners. That's where it's all coming from. And yet, of course, the media, when they talk about David Wormser and they talk about the fact, at least the Washington Times, when they refer to David Wormser, they don't cite all his connections. They just kind of say that, oh, he's a former National Security Council advisor to the president. But they don't go into his background. And this is always the trick used by the big media in America to cover up, you know, where the propaganda line is coming from. So, yeah, it's ironic. It's ironic that this show does happen to fall on December 7th because I'm very much concerned, Phil and Mark, and Mark and I talked about this, I think, off the air, but didn't go into it much last evening. But my real concern is that now that the Bush administration has kind of been put on the spot, and we know now, as we've always known, really, that Iran never was as close to building nuclear weapons as they claim, I'm afraid that the Bush administration and or the Israelis, either individually or together, will orchestrate some sort of phony attack on the United States or even on Israel and attempt to use it as another Pearl Harbor to instigate an American retaliation on Iran. And that, I think, is a real concern. What do you guys have to say about that? Phil,
well,
go ahead.
Okay.
My thoughts on that are, I think you hit the nail right on the head. If Israel can get by with cold-blooded, premeditated murder against American citizens on the high seas, they can get by with anything, and that's pretty much a quote from George Wall in his book. But the real threat here is, and I think it's not going to come right away. I hope not. But the real threat is that the United States government can. Tell exactly where everything's coming from with satellites, sonar, whatever. We have the best defenses in the world. And if we were to be attacked by Israel again and our government would go along with it, we have no more government. We might as well get on our knees and kiss our butts goodbye, because Israel is going to own this country. Well, let's put it this way. Israel owns most of this country now. And if we don't stand up as Americans and say, that's enough, we're dead in the water.
You know, it all comes back, I think, in the end, to the very fact that the mass media in America plays along with the Israeli propaganda line. You know, I always said that if on September 11th, President Bush, you know, friends of mine, when I've said that I thought Israel was behind 9/11, people would say, well, why didn't the President of the United States come out and say that? I said, well, the mass media would come out and say that he was crazy, and they would demand that he be removed from office. This, I'm afraid, is what will happen if Israel carries out some sort of false flag attack, trying to make it look like an Iranian attack on American interests, either in Iraq or in the United States or some other part of the world, to provoke an American response, even if the people in our intelligence community tell the president, no, Mr. President, it's the Israelis, not the Iranians, the president will not come out publicly and say what they've said. And I think that could set in motion a real live rebellion in this country. I think it could set in motion a military coup. Well, we are going to the break. When we come back, we will pursue this line of discussion with Mark Glenn and Phil Turney, and we will go to some calls. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Michael Collins Piper here on Friday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Just a news note, I've mentioned it before, but here on this day when we do remember America's veterans, here in the District of Columbia alone, there are some 24, there are at least 2,000 homeless veterans here in the District of Columbia. Nationwide, nearly 195,000 homeless veterans. We're spending billions of dollars to pursue the war against Iraq, and ultimately I think we're going to go to war against Iran, but we cannot provide housing for our veterans. Just think about that, folks, as you listen to these further discussions here tonight. Well, Mark Glenn, you're out there. You've been quiet while Phil and I have been chattering about this very serious subject. I was curious as to what you have to add to this.
Well, you know, Mike, one of the things that I'm accused of regularly, in addition to being an anti-Semite, which I have not yet been able to figure out. If anybody took one look at me, they would raise their eyebrows and say, how can this guy be accused of being an anti-Semite? One of the things that I am regularly accused of is being a lunatic and of being too much of a conspiracy theorist. But nevertheless, I am going to just lay all my cards out on the table and tell the listeners what I think in what my gut tells me took place this week. And I believe that what was supposed to take place was a new Pearl Harbor, and it was supposed to take place, if not this week, then at least on this day. And the thing that concerns me, what tells my gut that this was supposed to take place, is that we have a huge amount of naval resources sitting right off the coast of Iran. Okay? The biggest accumulation of U.S. naval assets since the war in Iraq began. Okay? And, of course, we have the that phrase itself, a new Pearl Harbor. You know, this isn't something that you or I came up with. This was something that the neocons came up with when they were planning this war in the Middle East a decade ago. That was the phraseology that they used, a new Pearl Harbor. We need a new Pearl Harbor in order to get the new American century going. And then, of course, we have that news story that appeared recently where a bullseye was spray-painted on the side of one of our naval ships. I don't know which one it was, if it was a destroyer or what, but a red bullseye was painted on the side of one of these ships sitting off the coast of Iran. Now, how easy would it be for an Israeli submarine to sneak into position, fire a torpedo at one of our ships, probably a big one, like one of the aircraft carriers that carries 5,000 people on board, and then the war gets started. The fact that it would take place during the week that we remember the 4,000 Americans who were killed on December the 7th, the American people would be out of their minds with rage, and any reticence they had about going to war against Iran would have been removed.
Well, I think, you know, Mark, I wish you're wrong, but I think you're right there. You know, this is what I've been saying all along, that I felt that the American people were starting to sour on all the talk about weapons of mass destruction, precisely because that was the template they used to get us into the war against Iraq. And I hasten to add in that context, and it's important to remember this, too, that for the last 10 or 15 years, since the war against Iraq in 1991, the Israelis and their fellow travelers here in this country were going back and forth debating on whether Iraq or Iran should be the first target. But there was no question but that they wanted to target both of those countries. Circumstances led to Iraq being the first target, but Iran has always been on the burners. It's gone back and forth between the front burner and the back burner, but it's always been there. So yes, I mean, despite the fact they got us into Iraq, obviously based on lies about weapons of mass destruction, Bush tried to use the same thing. It was starting to sour. Now they need another pretext. They need another Pearl Harbor. And I see your point. I think it's entirely conceivable, as you suggest, or as I gather that you're suggesting, that the people in the military finally drew the line, as I said, and they made this thing available to preempt
exactly
any potential harm that could come. And you know, I wish you were wrong, but you know, we know this record of intrigue by Israel. We know Israel's long history of false flags, beginning with the Lavon affair. We know what they tried to do when they tried to kill Phil Turney and his shipmates. They wanted to sink the USS Liberty, kill all the men on board, and blame it on the Arabs. And if they could have done that with Saddam Hussein in some way, they even tried to link Saddam Hussein to 911, what will stop them from trying something similar with Iran? Well, we're going to the break, folks. Stay tuned.
La, 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 la. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. During the break, I slipped out to my little kitchen here and took advantage of the time to take an alternative health, homemade alternative health drink that I use as part of my diet, trying to keep myself alive for this vital war that we're involved in. But you know what? That takes a lot of time to keep on top of things like that. But there are products available out there, natural health products that are good for you, that they're already prepared. And one of them is Cardivite. That's K-A-R-D-O-V-I-T-E, and they have a website at heartdrop.com. Cardivite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and it delivers nutrients to your cells, and it is all natural. They are a sponsor on this network, and I encourage you to check them out. They are at heartdrop.com, or you can call 877-928-8822. Do check them out, folks. I am going to get some Cardivite myself. Well, okay, we are here with Mark Glenn and Phil Turney talking specifically about the very controversial national intelligence estimate that Washington Jewish Week says has Jews scrambling. Not Italian Americans, not Irish Americans, not Indonesian Americans, but Jewish Americans and their friends in Israel. Well, we have some callers that would like to join us here, and our first is Jim from Texas. Jim, come on aboard.
Phil, having met all three of you fellows, I feel myself well qualified to state that don't get your hopes up, okay? The news media that can cover for 9/11, that can cover for the attack on the Liberty, that can cover for Eisenhower starving 1.5 million German prisoners of war to death, they're not going to have any problem covering this. It's going to be nothing.
You know, that's what worries me, Jim. Mark, Phil, what do you have to say about that?
I'll let Phil go.
Well, I'd like to say that your comment, Mike, was very intriguing to me about the Israelis, the Jews, scrambling to underscore the truth and the real truth. They're like a bunch of little rats. Now, they're going to go back into their holes, and they're going to figure out a way to do something different. But, yeah, cover up after cover up after cover up we've had in this country. But, you know, Mike, with you and Mark and other people like us, we can overcome this. We are, in my opinion, the new founding fathers, and I don't mean that as a compliment to me or to say that I know better than anybody else, but we do speak out, and if we don't speak out, we don't deserve to live in this great land of the United States of America, and we must protect it from the Zionist takeover. If we don't, our grandchildren and children are going to regret it for the rest of their lives.
Mark?
Well, I agree that there's no question about the fact that that they're going to try to spin this. They're already trying to spin this to their advantage. But I think that the heavier blow has been dealt, and it has been dealt against what the Zionists wanted to do. So I have no doubt that they are going to, like I said, they're going to try to use this to their own advantage. But at the same time, I do think that they have been blindsided by this. If we read what's going on in Israel, both in terms of just the average people on the street and the government, they did not plan on this at all. So, and the thing is, too, is that, as I said last night, these are desperate people. They have put all of this effort and energy into building up to this thing, and suddenly it's not going to take place. I think that they're going to do something to try to get this thing. They're going to try to artificially respirate this dead body, and that means doing something desperate.
Well, you know, I think George Bush's comments, you know, I mean, I the man stood up there and said, well, Iran is still a dangerous country. We have to do something about them. You know, I mean, this is, you know, it's like this has been a consistent, this has been consistent on the part of George W. Bush throughout this whole mess leading up to the attack on Iraq. You know, he lied and lied and lied in the face of reality, and he's still lying in the face of reality, and so are those whom the Washington Jewish Week said are scrambling here. And that's what, you know, this is what we're up against. I think Jim's point, though, you know, coming, and that brings it full circle back to what I said earlier here, is that our real enemy here, like American Free Press has always said, the media is the enemy. The media is so consistent in its lies and in its cover-ups that we have a real problem here, but I think, as Phil said, that what we're doing here is very important. What we need to continue to do is very important, and it's continue to make the noise out here in the heartland so that the people in the military, the people on the front lines, the people in the intelligence community know that they have our support. So, mm-hmm. So despite this horrible monster called the media, Jim, I think what we're doing here tonight and what you're doing too is just so important. We just have to continue to speak out and make as much noise as we can, and hope that more and more Americans hear what we're saying, and that those Americans join us in providing the support to the people in the military and in the intelligence establishment who are saying no more wars for Israel.
Mike, you're absolutely right. It is something that you can kind of hang your head on a little bit, but it's kind of a nubbin to hang your head on, okay? There are people in the military that have had enough, but there's not enough of them, and they will not come forward and state the obvious, okay? Had people in the military been able to come forward and state the obvious, Patton would have been one of the greatest American heroes there ever was, because he described at the end of World War II exactly what had happened. And what happened to him? The news media smeared him and made him almost worse than an axe murderer.
Well, you know, and that's amazing too, Jim, because Patton was considered a very much a hero, and yet they were able to make him into a goat.
Look what they did to Charles Lindbergh.
Mm-hmm.
Look what they did. They can do that to anybody. Joe McCarthy, they can make anybody a villain. That's the power they have. They can make you a villain. And that's why, it is good news, okay, what happened in the last couple weeks. And the fact that it came out, what, 6-8 months ago, it actually came out, and we're just now hearing about it. Because that gave the fellows in the powers that be, time to come up with alternative views on what actually happened.
And of course, God knows what they've been planning, what's in the works. You know, that's the real wild card in the whole thing. But I don't think, and I'm repeating myself here, but I don't think, despite this release of the National Intelligence Estimate on Iran's alleged weapons, I don't think it changes the agenda of either the Bush administration or the agenda of Israel. They want us to go after Iran. They were talking about going after Iran before they ever even expressed concerns about Iran having weapons of mass destruction. That's
Mike,
been a new addition to the mix.
Mike, Phil Turney knows very well what their agenda is. He experienced it on June 8th, 1967. He knows what their agenda is. Go along with them, we'll kill you all. That's
mm-hmm.
their agenda. It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed since ancient Egypt. We're going to control everything and we'll kill you.
Well, and that's exactly, you see, that is exactly what you have to keep in mind about Iran, because, as I say, they've constantly talked about regime change in Iran. And the Iranian people, no matter how much they dislike their own government, to whatever extent they do, the one thing they don't want is for their country to be attacked by the United States and or Israel. That's the last thing that they want. If they want to change their own government, they want to do it themselves. They don't want an imperial force coming in and using weapons of destruction.
Mike,
even
every country in the world that they've declared as an enemy has stated more or less, not too succinctly, but more or less, like Hugo Chavez in Venezuela and Ahmadinejad in Iran and the North Koreans. Well, I can't really count the North Koreans because they're communists, which is controlled by the Jews, but that's neither here nor there. But these are countries that say, you're not going to control me. And with the Orange Revolution in Belarus and the Ukraine and all that stupid stuff, it's the Jews are going to control it or we'll wipe you out.
Well, Jim, I want to tell you something. Interesting you bring up North Korea. I mentioned this in passing on the show. I wish I had the information at my fingertips, but I can tell you this much. I quote this. In fact, it's in my new book. And I quoted it on this show from the Washington Post back in 1994, I believe, was this article. The article in the Washington Post said that the primary concern about North Korea's nuclear program was that North Korea's nukes could get into the hands of the enemies of Israel. So even though North Korea is way off there in the Orient, that's been the real agenda behind the effort to undermine North Korea's nuclear weapons program. It had nothing to do with the idea that North Korea would attack South Korea or that North Korea would fire missiles off at Los Angeles or San Diego or Pearl Harbor. No, their concern was that North Korea's nuclear weapons might somehow end up in the hands of enemies of Israel. So again, we find the underlying problem is what I call the problem of Israel.
And, Mike, the whole world body politic, so to speak, is we're going to have the Jews in control of every one of your countries and Jewish foreign policy. They control all of Europe. Putin, imagine the thing. When Putin first came into power, the Jews loved him. They loved him. He was the greatest thing there ever was. They wrote article after article how wonderful a fellow he was. And once he got to power and went after the Jewish oligarchs, all of a sudden he's Satan incarnate. Okay? That's
you know,
the
that's
way they operate.
That is, Jim, you know, Jim, I tell you what, that is as accurate an assessment of the media coverage of Vladimir Putin as I've ever heard. You covered it all in about two sentences and quite accurately.
Well,
Jim, I have to move on here. We have
okay.
another caller coming in from Texas, but you know I always appreciate your calls. Okay, let's go to Daniel in Texas. Daniel, join Mark Glenn and Phil Turney.
Hey, Mike and Mark, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hey, Mike and Mark, pleasure to speak with you again. And Mr. Turney, it's an honor to speak with you. Think of you as a shipmate. I'm a Navy veteran, and I know how Navy people are. We're very deliberate, in particular about the use of shipmate, because it usually relates to specific experiences on your own individual ship. But please and grant me the indulgence to call you a shipmate. It's a great honor to speak with somebody from the USS Liberty. And I just wanted to bring it to people's attention. It's very ironic that the NIE comes on the heels of Putin pulling out of the NATO arms pack,
mm-hmm.
conventional forces pack in Europe. And I don't know if that has a connection. Back in July, they also pulled out of another pact, kind of like almost like the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. But I just think it's kind of interesting, and I also wanted to bring in there the danger to the Fifth Fleet and in the Bahrain region, in the Persian Gulf. You know, what Iran would basically engage in would be called asymmetrical warfare, and that's why the push now in the Navy is to go to what's called the littoral combat ship, the close shore type of ship, as opposed to the blue water Navy. Because the whole plan would be is that it doesn't matter anymore about the destroyers or the cruisers or X amount of carriers out there. If Iran could put out 600 small ships that have these super cavitating torpedoes, which can go 200 knots, they have a range of 185 miles and 750-pound warheads, nobody's going to stop them. And then they've got the above-surface missiles that can go about a foot and a half off the water, and before they close in on their target, they come right up in the air and then come right down. I mean, it's just going to be by numbers. There's no way a conventional surface force will necessarily be able to stop that. So those are the dangers there. But I think it's interesting that this report's come out and they're backing off of it, because surely, I mean, I'm not saying that America would totally lose, because right now we have about two or three carrier strike forces. We have about two expeditionary strike forces over there. And I'm not saying that every ship would be sunk. I'm not saying you wouldn't get any birds off the deck or anything, but there would be extreme, extreme death and chaos.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Daniel,
if I could,
Mike, I don't mean to interrupt. But,
no, go ahead.
You know, him mentioning Putin, I think that this is the thing that induced these guys in the intelligence community to come forward. I really do. Again, this is my gut talking to me again. But I think what they, at the end of the day, they sat down and they did the math of this whole thing, and the final equation was if the U.S. attacks Iran, we're going to be going to war against the Soviet Union, which is just going to be a replay of what took place on June the 8th, 1967, when the USS Liberty was attacked. I would remind the listeners that there was this thing known as Operation Cyanide, that was a plan that was hatched between Israel and the United States to get the United States and what was at that time the Soviet Union involved in a shooting war in the Middle East. And this was something that obviously was prevented this World War III that Bush was talking about just a few weeks ago, this planned World War III that was supposed to take place 40 years ago with the sinking of the Liberty did not take place because the Liberty did not sink. And so I think, you know, as I said, in my gut, it's not an accident that this report came out literally the day after the elections in Russia, which ushered in Putin's party in by a margin of like 77%.
You know, it's interesting, too, in that regard. You know, we all remember the movie Doctor Strangelove about this mad geopolitical thinker, this intriguer. That Doctor Strangelove, they say, was based on a character named Albert Volstetter. Volstetter was a Jewish Trotskyite who then emerged during the years of the Cold War as an anti-Soviet thinker, and he is like a geopolitical godfather to these neoconservatives who are running the Bush administration. So, yeah, we have these forces at work. Daniel, thank you for your call. We're going to wrap it up with Phil Cherney and Mark Glenn here in a few minutes, so please stay tuned, folks.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, folks, this is Michael Collins Piper. We just have a couple minutes left here. I'm going to say one thing. Israel is at the center of the problem. Israel is at the center of the question of nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. There would be no nuclear proliferation in the Middle East if it weren't for the fact that Israel has the bomb, and they don't want anybody else to even come close to having the bomb. That's what I have to say. I'm turning it over to Mark and Phil. You guys wrap up this hour.
Turn it over to Phil and Mike because he's the one really who deserves the stage tonight, in my opinion.
All right, Phil, what do you have to say? There's a lot to be said.
Well, you know, you're exactly right about the bomb. If another nation had the bomb, Israel wouldn't be so pissy and so enablers to or make people other people under their thumb, and they enjoy that, and they enable people to do certain things, but not others. But I would like to say, with all due respect to other people on the radio and so on and so forth, Sean Hannity and these other guys that say, hey, you're a true American, and then you got Rush Limbaugh, but oh, you're a true American. They're not. They're true Zionists. And when they call Sean Hannity a true American, he's not. He's a true Zionist, just as Rush Limbaugh is. I call you two men true Americans.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because you're standing
Me too,
up
Phil,
for,
especially
for,
coming from you.
You're standing up for our rights, and without you, the USS Liberty would be dead in the water. We would be dead. And I want to, when I write my first article on AFP, American Free Press, it's going to be something that I want to talk about in heartfelt. And you know, my heart's beating as fast as it can. My hands are sweaty, and I'm just really thinking about getting this done. But without people like you, we are dead in the water. We have to have more support. We need support from your listeners, and hopefully this program will go out throughout the world. I hope it does.
Phil, I tell you what, we got a call at American Free Press today from somebody who listens in South Africa. So people are listening all over the world. Somebody heard this show last night, and they called American Free Press. So we are being heard all over the world, and that's kind of humbling in a way, to think that here we are, you know, three regular folks, basically, just sitting here talking about what's happening in our world and hoping that people are listening. And the one good thing, as I say, is that I know that they are. There's a lot of people all over the world that tune into the Republic Broadcasting Network and check out American Free Press on the Internet and subscribe. And you know, people are hearing what we have to say. They don't all call, but they sit out there and listen, and they do talk to their friends and their neighbors. And, you know, I'll bet you there's some military people out there, big names in the military, who are listening and saying, keep it up, fellas. And I guess that's what keeps me going anyway.
Well, it keeps me going too, Mike and Martin. And there's one thing that brings us all together. No one in this world, I don't care who it is, should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded, premeditated murder of American citizens on the high seas in international waters doing their duty, not even Israel. And I'll tell you what, if this country doesn't Spartan up quick, we're in deep, deep doo-doo.
Phil, you said it all. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Mark, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening in. We'll be here Monday night, God willing.